We're going to get started. I would love to welcome all of you to the opening night of the Next System Project Teach-In here in Madison. It's really exciting. This project is launching nationwide to spark conversation about systemic problems and injustices ranging from climate change to gender equality, thank you for that song, racial inequality, crippling student debt, working class students. There's so many systemic problems that we're facing, and so having these conversations is just, it's vital. So though we are small in number tonight, we are hopeful that tomorrow there'll be a lot more folks, and you know, this is where this conversation starts. Thank you for taking your Thursday evening to be here, to start that really hard conversation and to hear those perspectives and those struggles that folks in our community are facing. But beyond that, to look at the solutions and the systemic moves forward that are happening in our community. It's a really powerful thing to see. And so I'm just so excited to see where this weekend takes Madison. So give yourselves a round of applause for being here tonight. Thank you. Before we dive into programming, I do want to thank our organizational partners. Really, without them, this teach-in would not have happened. It is a list of 26 groups, so bear with me while I work my way through them, but I do want to give them credit because really it's astounding the conversations that we've had. And when I started this project, I knew that Madison was a pretty cool progressive city doing a lot of good work. And then I started meeting folks who are on the ground really making these solutions happen. And that's who these partners are. And so I just want to recognize them and recognize you for the work that you're doing. So our partner groups include 350 Madison, Ajo Gardens, All Minds Matter, American Federation of Teachers, the local group 223, the ASM Sustainability Committee, Blackout, COWS, the Higher Ed Lower Debt Coalition, the International Socialist Organization here on campus, IWW, Social Action and Solidarity, Liberty Tree Foundation, Mutual Aid Network, the One Wisconsin Institute, Peregrine Forum, the Sierra Club John Muir Chapter, SLAC, or Student Labor Action Coalition, the UW Chapter, Sustain Dane, Sustainability Leadership Program from Edgewood College, the Haven Center, the Info Shop, Teaching Assistance Association, or TAA, UW-Madison College Dems, UW-Madison Sociology Department, Vitruvian Farms, Wisconsin Conference of the NAACP, Wisconsin Student Education Association, and the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition, or YGB. So if I could get a round of applause for those partners. And a lot of those groups' works will be highlighted tomorrow throughout the day in our breakout sessions, so we highly encourage you to attend tomorrow as well. So at this time, I would like to invite up Abby, who's going to kind of transition us into our program this evening.
Good evening, everybody. I'm just giving a quick transition over to a fabulous community group we have in Madison. As we thought about how we wanted to open up the program this evening, we thought the arts and specifically music was probably the best option because we know that all speaks to us. We got a little taste of our group a few minutes ago, and so I'm pretty excited about what's about to start here. This group is the Raging Grannies, and as I said, they are very visible in the Madison community. So if you'd help me welcome them this evening, they will give a more thorough introduction.
And we are a small subset of the Raging Grannies.
Yes. We are a few Rangers.
Yes. We did something that good show people should never, ever do. We just warmed up with one of our best songs. So I'm sorry, it's all downhill from here. There are Raging Grannies groups in many other areas besides Madison. The Raging Grannies started more than 25 years ago. on the far west side of Canada. They were opposing and protesting in their kayaks the fact that there were nuclear, U.S. nuclear submarines in their local home port. And that was kind of the genesis of the Raging Grannies. There are a number of groups in Canada, a number of groups in various states in the United States. People sometimes wonder about that raging thing and peace, because we really are peace activists. We rage against war, for peace, and for justice. I think you're probably all smart enough to know there's no real peace without justice, and in environmental issues are very much justice issues. So this is Marjorie, Kathy, I'm Rebecca. As Kathy said, we're just a small part of the Raging Grannies of Madison.
We're the Raging Grannies, and it's turning our hair gray. These legislative plots to take our voting rights away. Our mothers fought to vote, and now we fight again today. Not one step back, no way. Voting's how we make our choices. Voting's how they hear our voices. We want a true democracy with voting rights for all. Not one step back, no way. They want to take us back in time when owners ruled the land, when women, blacks, and poor folks from the voting booths were banned. But this is our democracy, and this is our demand. Not one step back, no way. Voting's how we make our choices. Voting's how they hear our voices. We want a true democracy with voting rights for all. Not one step back, no way. We've got to get together, young, old, brown, and black, and white, the unemployed and union folks, and work with all our might to show these power brokers that we'll fight to use our rights. Not one step back, no way. Voting's how we make our choices. Voting's how they hear our voices. We want a true democracy with voting rights for all. Not one step back, no way. Bribery now is the law of the land. Corporations can do what once was banned. The Supreme Court has set a precedent. Now Walmart can be president. 'Cause business has rights, and to their delight, corporations are persons now. Fair campaigning now is a thing of the past. Those with money own the elections at last. They'll buy all the TV ad time and run their sleazy ad slime. They'll offer no proof, to hell with the truth. Corporations are persons now. They'll offer no proof, to hell with the truth. Corporations are persons now.
Who conveniently do not need clean, breathable air or clean, drinkable water.
Did you ever wonder why our health care is in doubt? Why rich folks have the Cadillac lands and poor folks go without? Why all the news that's fit to print is nothing but corporate lies?
It's 'cause
we've got the best democracy that ever money can buy. Did you ever wonder why we keep on starting wars? Why poor folks' kids are sent to die while CEOs make more? Why votes are counted up by those who sell the voting machines?
It's 'cause
we've got a corporatocracy thanks to the Supremes. Did you ever wonder who will run for office since Supreme Court lifted limits? It really makes us wince. The rich will buy the candidates, and if you wonder why, it's 'cause we've got the best democracy that ever money can buy. Those with all of the money now will run the whole damn show, and if we dare to disagree, they'll tell us where to go. 'Cause money buys the Congress, and that you can't deny. We've got the best democracy that ever money can buy. What will we do now? Where will we go when polluters prevail? Don't you know that fossil fuel has got to go, and our conservation's too slow? How can we wake our senators up before it's too late? Grannies and students, all of Earth's people, we must decide our fate. Climate change is dangerous to deny. Science makes it clear. Industry billions by political power, oh, their money speaks. But our children count on us to do what's right. Seven generations kept in our sight. That carbon we're burning, polluting our air. Too much CO2. Can we stop mining? Can we stop fracking? Life depends on what we do. Climate change is here. Dangerous to deny. Do now, where will we go when war is too late? We must value people over profit now. Keep the planet livable, we need that and how. Renewable power, care for the land, change Congress, we vow. Grannies and students, all of Earth's people, save our planet now.
If you're listening closely, you'll notice that this tune is repurposed.
We don't like to throw away a good melody.
Actually, this tune, we've got probably about 10 songs.
Yeah,
to this
at least.
Tune. Only two tonight.
Right. We try to be careful.
The USA's addicted now to fossil fuel and oil, and hydrofracking's on the rise, that makes our blood just boil. We know that fracking will destroy our water and our soil. Hydrofracturing just sucks. So take your freaking fracking drills and keep them from our town. We don't want your fracking turning all our water brown. Take your freaking fracking drills or we will shut you down. Hydrofracturing just sucks. It blows in nasty chemicals and poisons all the water, and causes quakes beneath the earth, a thing it shouldn't utter. We want safe drinking water for our sons and for our daughters. Hydrofracturing just sucks. So take your freaking fracking drills and keep them from our town. We don't want your fracking turning all our water brown. Take your freaking fracking drills or we will shut you down. Hydrofracturing just sucks.
They usually
choir.
Like that one
preach
up at
the
up in the yeah. farmer's market. Yeah, that gets good laughs.
climate change. We've got to slow the rate of climate change. The situation's one of urgency, emergency. With short-sighted thinking, we'll see our coastline sinking. Climate change. Good science tells us about climate change. We need to cut down use of fossil fuels, set up new rules. Fracking gas and oil will make the planet boil. Climate change. Our kids and grandkids need a healthy place to live. Sustainability requires you and me to take drastic action now to slow down climate change. The planet cannot wait for us to change. Depend on energy from wind and sun. It must be done. To outrun disaster, we must act fast and faster. Climate change. Our kids and grandkids need a healthy place to live. Sustainability requires you and me to take drastic action now.
Marjorie wrote the words to that wonderful song, and we've had so much fun singing it. It's been great. After we finally managed to learn it.
Our air miles make holes in the ozone. Our lifestyle makes lots of debris. They tell me the planet's in danger. Oh, bring back my planet to me. She's Mother Earth, and we've been doing her wrong. Our cars emit unburned organics, monoxide and nitrates and lead. But it's nearly 2 blocks to the bus stop, so we'll drive till the planet is dead. She's Mother Earth, and we've been doing her wrong. The public utilities work hard. Tap water is tasty and pure. So why do we buy it in bottles that only are making us pure? She's Mother Earth, and we've been doing her wrong. Big businesses don't own the sunshine. They don't make a buck from the breeze. So they plunder the planet for profits. Oh, bring back my planet to me. She's Mother Earth, and we've been doing her wrong. She's Mother Earth, and we've been doing her wrong.
But we can change.
That's right. Because...
Well, this is one of the problems with getting the change across.
Yes. She's forgiving, but only so far.
Only so far, that's right.
Only so far.
My country has been sold to those with corporate gold. It's them I fear. With our election stacked, our civil rights attacked, and corporate written laws a fact, their path is clear. They balk at climate rules while pushing fossil fuels that rape our land. They miss the Gilded Age with workers in a cage, inciting then ignoring rage. Let us take a stand. Our freedom needs us all. Answer its desperate call. Get out and vote. Tell them that we're awake. We know just what's at stake. We may bend, but we won't break. Oligarchs, take note. My country has been sold to those with corporate gold. They deal in lies. I'll vote for those who'll fight to save our sacred rights. Democracy's our guiding light. We won't let it die.
That's why we're here tonight. You will probably pick up on this chorus very easily, so please feel free to sing along with us. We'll sing the chorus three times throughout the song.
Yeah, and we'll start with it too.
We're not giving up. We are not ever giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. Shoulder to shoulder, we're not giving up. Although we're growing older, we're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We're not giving up. We are not ever giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We ain't sitting crying. We're not giving up. The left is not dying. We're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun.
Sing it with us.
We're not giving up. We are not ever giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We're up against big dollar. We're not giving up. We still know how to holler. We're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun.
One last time.
We're not giving up. We are not ever giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun.
Thank you, Grannies. As a soon-to-be graduate, I get the question a lot, what am I going to do after college? I think I know now, so you'll have to tell me if there's an age requirement. But one of the lines, there were many lines in your songs that spoke to me, but there was one line in particular that said, "Grannies and students, we must decide our fate," I believe was the line. Yep. So point being, we really need everyone in this room to help us out.